New England's governors want cleaner and more diversified power sources for several reasons. Older, dirtier plants are going offline, the region is committed to reducing greenhouse gases, and utilities rely heavily on natural gas to generate electricity. When gas supplies are tight in the winter, the fuel goes first to heat homes, not produce power.
That means customers, in the end, pay for much more expensive sources of power that have to be utilized to maintain system reliability.
That's Carrick Johnson, vice president of the Vermont Electric Power Corporation, the state's transmission utility. He says as states look for other power sources, Vermont is in a geographic sweet spot.
When it comes to movement of electricity, of movement of significant amounts of hydropower, Vermont finds itself between supply to the north and demand to the south. That means there is significant interest in construction of electric transmission to move the power from the north to the south.
Johnson says if the lines run through Vermont, they would have to connect to the Velco grid. And for that privilege, he says, the state and its ratepayers should be well compensated. Johnson says Velco's ownership structure means the profit it makes from these projects would flow back to consumers.
If you're going to build in Vermont through our right-of-way, obviously it's going to have to be consistent with our understanding and practice with regards to Vermont's working landscape. And two, what's the value that can and should be expected to be paid for being located in Vermont?
The various transmission projects are still in the early planning stages. They include a line proposed by Albany, New York-based Transmission Developers Incorporated to carry 1,000 megawatts from Canada south under Lake Champlain. TDI says the line would surface from the southern part of the lake and then would be run underground to connect to the Velco grid in Ludlow. Another power line developer also wants to build a 400-megawatt line under Lake Champlain to carry electricity from wind and hydro projects in New York State. And just last week, Northeast Utilities, New England's largest power company, filed proposals to connect to the regional grid in Vermont. Northeast Utilities spokesman Frank Pyro says these projects are still being planned. He says the amount of electricity they would carry and from what source has yet to be determined.
In our view, they're designed to bring clean energy and economic value to our customers.
In Vermont, the project that's most advanced is the plan to submerge the 1,000-megawatt line under Lake Champlain. TDI officials are making the rounds of select boards in the towns where the line would be located. The company says the project will offer significant tax revenues to host communities with minimal environmental impact. TDI also predicts the power line could save Vermont $100 million over 10 years in reduced power costs. The state already hosts large power lines from Canada. Back in the 1980s, Dick Sawdek was Vermont's top utility regulator and helped negotiate a deal with Hydro-Québec for a high-voltage line in Essex County. He says Vermont should demand significant savings to serve as a transmission corridor.
Whether this is underground, underwater, overhead, whatever, there's no advantage to simply being a corridor if you can't get something out of it.
And officials in the Shumlin administration say that's exactly what they're looking for, how to maximize the value for Vermont from any transmission project that runs through the state. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.